was a good one. That was good. Nice wrap up by you. We will be back tomorrow with more Morning Show, everybody. Mm-hmm. Seth, have a great day.
You too.
Have a great day out there, everyone. Stick around for Morning Magazine here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Paul Gauguin Cruises.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is scheduled to begin testifying on Capitol Hill this hour in a bid to assure lawmakers the U.S. banking system is safe, despite two failures in the past week. Republican Senator Marco Rubio tells CBS Mornings.
Mid-sized banks, community banks across this country don't look anything like what Silicon Valley Bank looked like. I think the real question is, why did it take the San Francisco Fed and other agencies out there so long to spot this imbalance and this quirky situation of their books at that one bank?
Video released this morning supports U.S. claims about a collision between a Russian fighter jet and an American drone over the Black Sea. Pentagon correspondent Cammy McCormick.
The video shows Russian pilots dumping fuel on and flying in front of the U.S. drone, then a collision in which the drone's propeller can be seen damaged. The U.S. military says it then brought down the drone, but claims the Russian aircraft, too, is in danger of crashing. The drone went down in very deep water and will be difficult to retrieve.
Parts of waterlogged California are in for more rain over the coming days. Correspondent Carter Evans is south of San Jose in Pajaro.
Across the state, almost 90,000 people are facing evacuation. Christopher Moreno left his home in the middle of the night with no shoes.
What happened when you went to the shelter?
It was full.
No room.
No more space.
He's been living in his car for almost a week.
Drive a Ford? There are a couple of recalls that might affect you. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
The biggest problem is a brake fluid hose that can potentially rupture in 1.3 million Ford Fusions and Lincoln MKZs, 2013 through 18 models. One crash has been related to this. The other involves 280,000 2021 F-150 pickups. They have a windshield wiper arm that can come off.
New details on a freight train derailment in western Arizona last night. It was a sticky one. BNSF says the train was carrying corn syrup when eight cars went off the tracks near the town of Topic. A spokesperson refutes a claim by the Mojave County Sheriff's Office that there were hazardous materials involved. She says no one was injured and the cause is under investigation. Puerto Rico's hopes were high after they beat the Dominican Republic 5-2 in the quarters at the World Baseball Classic. But suddenly, those hopes faded after their star closer crumbled to the ground.
Hopefully Edwin Diaz isn't really hurt.
His teammates circled New York Met Diaz on Fox Sports and carried him off the mound to the clubhouse. He will have imaging on that injured right knee today. The Dow is down 228 points, S&P off 13. This is CBS News.
CBS News is brought to you by Paul Gauguin Cruises. Artfully authentic, all-inclusive year-round cruising to Tahiti and the South Pacific. Visit pgcruises.com today.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
Oh, I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers!
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Isolated rain showers likely this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 43, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again, tonight mixed precipitation likely, lows around 20. Chance of snow, tomorrow 26, cloudy skies. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 41.
Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this March 16th, 2023. You have your host, James J., here at 10:04 on the clock. And at 10:30, we're going to welcome in our good friend, Janelle Weir, horticultural educator with Wood and Marathon Counties. Looking forward to talking with Janelle. Right now, we have in studio our great friends from Visit Rome. We have Lisa Kubis, executive director. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, James. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Very good.
And Jillian Alakena.
Alakna.
I don't know why I keep missing that up. I'm so sorry, Jillian.
Fine.
But my sister's name is Jillian, so I will never mess up your first name.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here, Jillian. Appreciate you being here. Marketing and events coordinator Jillian here with us. And thanks so much for the time, you guys. Appreciate it. Love talking about the Rome area. You know that by now. I want to dive right into the action because there's so much to talk about. And where else would we start but St. Patrick's Day.
Right. Yeah. It's almost like a summer weekend.
Yes, it is.
This weekend with all the festivities
and great way
live
to put
music.
That.
But starting off this Friday, St. Patrick's Day celebration at Lake Arrowhead. That's from 3 to 11 p.m. Food, drinks, lots of live music. New this year, this is kind of a funny addition to their events. They're hosting a 0.1K run starting at 6 p.m.
Great idea. Yeah. That's great. Oh, that's good. Yeah, you don't want to blink on that one. You know, you might miss the race. You might, but you know.
Right. I thought it was a typo at first, but
I would have done the same thing. Are you guys? Is this correct? Oh, that's funny. That's good. There's this now. Is this something that people can need to register to participate for or anything like that?
No, they do not need to register.
Cool. Very cool.
The live music then starts at it's from 8 to 11 p.m. featuring Hijinx.
Great band.
Yeah.
Great local band. Love that band. It's a really cool one to have and nice get for them too. And Lake Arrowhead, one of the greater places you can have anything going on.
Right.
That is going from 8 to 11 in the lounge. Hijinx will be playing.
Correct.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So let's, again, Friday, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day at Lake Arrowhead from 3 to 11. Enjoy. Also going on this Friday, some more live music.
Yes, definitely. So Hoozles at the Lakes is known for bringing in a lot of great local bands, and this is no exception to that.
Mm-hmm.
So from 7 to 11 p.m., Hoozles will be having Rise to Music alumni, Kyler Cusio and Chris Lee.
Yeah. We are huge fans of both of these artists. Of course, Rise to Music is something that we're very proud of around here. We love doing. We're looking forward to our second annual Rise to Music. Steph is hard at work at it right now and everything. We got to have these guys on the air with us, Chris and Kyler. Got to talk with them and stuff. Just great people. Wonderful human beings, first and foremost. So darn talented. So darn creative. And as a creative, it's frustrating. No, I'm joking. They're awesome. They're wonderful people. We've kept in contact with them. We actually got Chris coming in tomorrow.
Oh.
Chris is coming in tomorrow to record a director's cut episode with us. So we're looking forward to that. Chris is such a fun talent and so darn good. And Kyler, I just keep looking at the clock and waiting for any day now for her to be a household name. I'm not even kidding. I think that kid's going to go as far as she can go. You know, there is no limit to what she can do. Being able to see these guys in town, like right now, do it while you can.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much longer these acts are going to be available like this and everything. And I'm not like stretching that. I'm being very serious. Enjoy these acts while we can, while they're in town, while they're local. And especially at a place like Hoozles, which you're not going to have a bad time. That's a great event, a great place. 7 to 11, that'll be going on tomorrow. That's going to be fun. I may actually head over there. I might actually have to make some time to do that. It should be a fun time. This Saturday, March 18th, have a St. Patrick's Day, another event going on.
Yeah, this time at Lake Sherwood, they're having their St. Patrick's Day celebrations on the Saturday. Serving up corned beef and cabbage, karaoke starting at 7 p.m., should be another day of fun festivities.
It's not a tradition, but I almost feel like it should be. St. Patrick's Day and karaoke. I feel like those two go good together. I don't know why, but I feel like that's a good mix. That's a really good fit. I like that idea.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot have St. Patrick's Day without corned beef and hash.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have it. You need that. Otherwise, it's not really St. Pat. We're doing it wrong. Like, I come from a very strong Italian family, and my Nana, every St. Patrick's Day, we had the corned beef and hash. We were going to celebrate it right. Like, you got to have that. So that's a nice thing to be able to offer. And again, Lake Sherwood, one of those wonderful places to be able to take in any kind of event.
Yeah, that's from festivities start at 11 a.m. and run through 9 p.m.
Very cool. If people want more information on that event, is there a phone number or anywhere we can direct them?
Yeah, Lake Sherwood's phone number is 715-325-2636 if you'd like more information.
This Sunday, more live music at Hoozles.
Yep. So instead of Kyler and Chris, this time we have Scott Wilcox. Mm-hmm. And that'll be 1 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Another one of our great local artists who is going to give you a heck of a show, great show. I haven't gotten to meet Scott, but I've heard him and heard of him, does good work. Should be a great performance. And especially, I don't know, live music on a Sunday, it's a great fit. That's something about it. Nice way to wrap up the weekend and everything, take it in. Scott is a very talented human being. More great fun at Hoozles this Sunday from 1 to 3. Be sure to check that out, everybody. Coming up on Tuesday, we've got a fun one that we can tell people about going on over at the Leicester Public Library.
Yes, so I believe we mentioned this last time we were on. Their Movies for Grown-Ups series. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it is current releases that, I mean, sometimes it's even hard to try and see them. So for Tuesday, March 21st, the movie is The Fabelmans, which... don't quote me. I believe it's kind of a semi-autobiographical movie about Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, nicely done, Jill.
Nominated for Academy Awards. Mm-hmm. Not sure if it won any, but...
It won award, I think, for editing, I believe. But it was nominated for Best Picture and Best and everything. Yeah, yeah. And you're absolutely right. It was a Steven Spielberg's love song to his nostalgia, to his childhood and everything.
So, should be a good movie. As always, movies are free to the public, so that's 2 to 4 p.m. on the 21st. So.
It's a little different than when we were young, Lisa, where if libraries had movies, it tended to be a movie that was kind of older, you know, and that what they could do, they only did what they could do. It was still cool to be able to do that. To Jillian's point, like, it's pretty cool that this movie just came out and they're able to do this. They're able to have that out there. And I think that this is one more way of getting people to come to libraries and bring them in. And maybe they come to see a movie, but they check out a book, or maybe they come back next week to check out a book, whatever it is. We get you in there and hopefully we show you how wonderful the Leicester Public Library is. It's such a cool library. They do such good work over there. So any chance to promote them, let alone a chance for people to go see a great movie, it's a fun situation. 2-4 this coming Tuesday. Go ahead and take in Steven Spielberg's great The Fabelmans. I have not actually gotten to see that yet. It's weird. It's the only Spielberg movie either. I haven't gotten to see yet. It looks really good. I really do look forward to seeing it.
We'll save a spot for you.
Right on. Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you. Wednesday, we've got more fun coming up. We love talking about DJ trivia.
Yes. And so Wednesday, March 22nd, and then every Wednesday here on after, unless otherwise stated, is DJ trivia at Hoozles at the Lakes. That'll be from 7 o'clock to 8:30 p.m. Trivia is always free, always fun. Gift cards for first through third places. I've done trivia there before. It is really good.
We've had a couple of our friends from the Visit Rome gang over the years talk about this, and that they've attended them or something. Now, have you gotten a gift card yet? Have you like ranked yet? Because that's something that we haven't had yet. We haven't had somebody actually like win these things or anything.
No,
do you do well with it?
I would like to think that I'm good at trivia. This definitely humbled me a bit, and I have not gotten a gift card.
Jillian, I hear you. I walk into these things think, I got this. I know quite a bit of it. I'm the king of useless facts and useless information, and I leave those things like just ashamed.
Yeah.
Just like, what was I doing? Why? That's fun to hear. And it's also that speaks to the fun that DJ Trivia has. These are always fun events. They're well attended. Not many things where you can, people love winning gift cards. People love winning things, period. But that's a fun part of this too. And it's a nice way to, especially in these winter months, having something to look forward to. It's a fun thing to be able to do. Look forward to that every Wednesday, DJ Trivia at Hoozles at the Lakes from 7 to 8:30. Thursday, March 23rd, got a fun one going on again over at the Leicester Public Library.
Yes. So from 2 to 4 p.m., they're having a card game social. So come to the library and play card games with friends. You can teach your friends a new game. Or if you're just kind of like, oh, I don't want to play a game, I just want to talk and hang out, there are coffee and tea.
Yeah.
So you can just sit around the metaphorical water cooler and chat it up.
Yeah. There's a lot of people out there that miss card games, that miss being able to play or just looking for people to play card games with. What a great idea of hosting, of having something like that to be able to do. I also like the idea of bringing your kids to something like that and like getting them into card games, or maybe they haven't played them before or something, getting a chance to see what Uno's like or any of these games. There's a lot of fun ones. We move on to Friday, March 24th, and every other Friday, where, very similar, DJ Bingo going on.
Yes, so I actually haven't gone to this one yet.
Oh, okay.
Bad for that. Yeah. But 8:30 to 10:30 p.m. is DJ Bingo. Once again, free to play. There's raffles and fun with your host, Lucas.
Yeah. A big shout out to Lucas. He's also, you know, one of the, in that DJ Trivia, DJ Jingo, that's Lucas. And Lucas does a really good job with these things. MC work is not always the easiest thing to do, especially when you're dealing with a live animal like an audience. he does a great job with this. He does a really good job. He makes sure that you guys are having fun and enjoying yourselves. And a shout out to him and the nice work he's done with this. Again, every Friday and every other Friday, starting here on March 24th, DJ Bingo at Hoozles at the Lakes, 8:30 to 10:30. Moving on, Saturday, March 25th, got a really cool one we want to tell you about, again, going on to the Leicester Public Library.
Yes, so Lacey the Therapy Dog will be at the Leicester Public Library from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Lacey is a border collie who loves meeting new kids and adults, and she would love for you to read her a story on Saturday. There's no registration required. And for more information, feel free to contact the Leicester Public Library either via their website or their number, which is 715-325-8990.
I got to apologize to you guys and to the audience. I have to excuse myself. I got to leave. Can you guys finish up the show? Because I want to get in line. I want to get in line for this. I don't want to be, you know, way back and everything. I want to be one of the first people to read to her and stuff. So if you guys don't mind, Janelle's coming up in a little bit. Got an outline here. Just follow that. I'll be over at the Leicester Public Library waiting to hang out with Lacey.
Sounds
what a
good.
Great idea this is.
Yes.
This is really cool. I think that one of the things that is, people know dogs. People feel like they love dogs and all that. But we don't get a chance very often to learn more about therapy dogs or understand the great many jobs that dogs do for us and with us and everything. Myself, I didn't run into a therapy dog until much later in life, and I didn't grow up with dogs or anything. So any chance to be around this and experience a little bit more of it is good. And it's dogs. It's a dog. I don't have to sell this. I don't have to tell you. It's a dog. Go read the dog. It's fun. It's a great idea. Really, some creative fun stuff going on over at the Leicester Public Library. It's very cool to see. If people want more information, is there a phone number that we can direct them to?
Yes. So Leicester Public Library's phone number is 715-325-8990.
That is again going on 10 a.m. to 1 o'clock. Encourage you to head on over to the wonderful Leicester Public Library and read to Lacey the Therapy Dog. Gosh, that's good. I was only half kidding. I really do want to leave you two right now and just go do that. That's awesome. Coming up on Saturday, March 25th, the gang at Lake Sherwood Lodge may have come up with one of the greatest ideas I've ever seen on paper. They may have almost done something too good here. It may be too great. The beer and chocolate tasting at Lake Sherwood Lodge. This seems like one of those ideas where you think of it and you see it like, why didn't I think of that sooner? That's such a great idea. What can we tell them about this event?
The beer and chocolate tasting, yeah, just a great, fun combination. It's from 1 to 3 p.m. at Lake Sherwood Lodge. If you'd like more information, the number is 325-2636, but, I mean, beer and chocolate says it all.
It kind of sells itself. It kind of does, yeah. I don't know what they're all in planning for all of this, but for one, Lake Sherwood does things right. They always think things through. They got a good plan. They have great resources, so you can count on that for sure. And I like to think that, well, if you don't like chocolate, you like beer. If you don't like beer, you like chocolate. And more than likely, you like both.
Right.
So I almost feel like, well, this isn't an event you have to register for or anything, and they got a lot of room over there at Lake Sherwood. I hope they got enough room. I don't know many people that won't attend this event. That is a great idea. Again, 1 to 3, Saturday, March 25th, beer and chocolate tasting going on with our friends at Lake Sherwood Lodge. We keep moving. Tuesday, March 28th, got another one of those movies for grown-ups going on at Leicester Public Library.
Yep. Once again, on the 28th, from 2 to 4, we have our movie for grown-ups. And this time it is Black Panther Wakanda Forever, a.k.a. Black Panther 2.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So another recent release.
Yeah.
Another award-winning release.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can see the what should have been an Academy Award-winning performance of Angela Bassett.
Yes.
Should have won the Academy Award. But I digress. But I digress. It's a fun movie. It's an exciting movie. Entertaining movie. That should be a lot of fun for people. That is going 2 to 4, again, Tuesday, March 28th, at our friends over at the Leicester Public Library. Thursday, March 30th. This is an interesting one we got here. What can you tell us about this one?
Yeah, so at Hoozles at the Lakes, they are having kind of an outside vendor, I'll call it, come in.
Yeah.
And do a pour your own epoxy charcuterie board or Lazy Susan.
Hmm.
So these boards will be made with black walnut and other various hardwoods. Tickets are $129 each. And you'll be able to choose the color of epoxy when you arrive.
That's cool.
You have the choice of up to two colors of epoxy, and we would suggest arriving at about 6:30 to look at the wood options and color choices before the actual event occurs.
Mm-hmm.
After that, final projects have about a 2-week lead time and will be returned to the location of the class, which would be Hoozles.
Yeah. That's a really cool event.
Yeah.
A very cool idea.
And then for more information, visit the Hoozles at the Lakes website. Click on events. And right on the little March 30th box, it should pop up with the registration info.
Encourage people to be a part of this one, especially like this sounds like a fun one. Also seems like one of those ones like that as they build, if they keep doing this, it's going to build and it's going to get bigger. No pun intended there. But it's going to get bigger and grow bigger and bigger and such. So I hope they keep this event going and I hope it's very successful. That's a really cool idea.
Yeah, I believe they actually had one prior to this and it sold out. I don't know if it's actually happened yet, but when I looked online, it was a little black box saying, oh, sold out.
Right on. Friday, March 31st, got some great magic coming to Hoozles at the Lakes.
Yeah. Wow. Hoozles has a lot.
Yeah, they do.
Even better reason to go there.
Mm-hmm.
March 31st from 8 to 11 p.m., they will have Shandini Magic.
Mm-hmm.
Shandini will be performing roving magic, also sleight of hand magic.
Mm-hmm.
He started as a street performer or a busker, kind of developed his craft from there, and he now performs across the country on stages both big and small. And what better stage to perform on than the Hoozles stage?
Yeah, couldn't agree more. This is going to be a great event. And just a shout out to Hoozles doing some really creative and fun stuff over there. I really respect and appreciate that the chances and the things that they're doing. It's some cool stuff. And that's going to be a fun event. That's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe that we're already looking at April. Like, I don't know what happened to March. Does anybody know what happened to March? April 1st, got a great one we want to tell everybody about going on at the Tri-Norris Winter Park.
Yeah, Tri-Norris is having their first annual Easter egg hunt. If you've ever been to Tri-Norris, it's just a beautiful outdoor venue. There is a somewhat of an iconic lodge there as well. But they are serving breakfast, which includes pancakes, eggs, and sausage from 9:30 to 11. And the Easter egg hunt will follow breakfast. Or if you'd like to just come for the Easter egg hunt, you would come about 11 o'clock.
Should be a really fun event. It's crazy to think of Easter egg hunts right now, but it is right around the corner. It isn't a bad idea to start planning that and have that to look forward to, especially for the little guys. It's a good idea.
Hopefully it won't be... they won't be hidden in the snow.
Yeah, here's hoping. Yeah.
Yeah.
It really doesn't help us any when we've got snow on the ground and we're trying to hide white eggs. It doesn't help us a lot. Get work with us, Mother Nature, on this one. Another great event going on April 1st.
Yeah, meat raffle bingo at Lake Sherwood Lodge is from 1 to 3, 12 rounds of fun. They'll have two winners per game, so After the East Area Hunt, you can head over to Lake Sherwood and be part of the meat raffle.
Should be a good one. And the idea of that it's 12 rounds, that's pretty cool. Like that people are gonna have a chance to win a lot of stuff or you know, at least win something. That's pretty cool. I like that. Mm-hmm. It's a good idea. Mm-hmm. As we're wrapping up the conversation here, and we're getting closer and closer to the end here, we did want to tell people, just remind people about some of the things we've talked about already. Kind of rewind and go over some of these great events, because we run through these pretty quick, and I like to just kind of rehash some of them, if you don't mind. So let's start from the beginning. Let's remind everybody about the live music going on this Friday at Hoozles at the Lakes.
Yes. So this Friday...
I jumped ahead. I'm sorry. St. Patrick's Day at Lake Arrowhead is where I should have started. I'm sorry. That's on me. We'll fix it in post. Don't worry. This isn't live. St. Patrick's Day at Lake Arrowhead. Let's tell them about that a little bit.
Yeah, 3 to 11 p.m. Lots of St. Patrick's Day festivities with hijinks rounding out the night, live music from 8 to 11 p.m.
Got that fun little 0.1K run that they're going to be doing too at 6. That should be a lot of fun. If you participate, and all participants will receive a free beer token and a medal from that. That's a good idea. That's fun. That's pretty cool.
Quite an accomplishment.
It is. Yeah. You want to wear that with pride. You want to, you know, you can say you ran a marathon, sort of. This Friday also, now we can get to that great music going on at Who's. I was just too excited about this act. Those two acts right there. They're great musicians.
Yes. So 7 to 11 p.m. at Hoozles, we will be having Rise to Music alumni Kyler Cusio and Chris Lee. Should be a really great show.
Want to also remind people this Saturday, another St. Patrick's Day celebration going on at Lake Sherwood.
Right. 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Corned beef and cabbage. Karaoke starting at 7 p.m. should be another just day of fun and celebrations of St. Patrick's Day.
We want to send a big shout out, of course, to our friends, Nakusa Port Edward State Bank, that sponsor this segment every month when we get a chance to talk to our friends at Visit Rome. A big thank you to them. Go there for your banking needs. They are a local business, and they like supporting local businesses. That's something that we do around here. One of the ways that we can also, how do individuals help Visit Rome? How can we help the area? Certainly by visiting the area, spreading the word about these great events that are going on. Hey, did you hear about this going on at such and such? And mentioning people that. But I also want to encourage people to go to the website, visitromewi.com. That's visitromewi.com. Not only a great way to find out some more information about some of the stuff that Lisa and Jillian and I have talked about, but you can get some good gear. They've got great clothes there and stuff, some cool things there with that. And there's all kinds of other stuff that we encourage people to check out on the website. Also want to encourage people to follow you guys on social media. It's a great follow. And just any ways to support the Rome area is greatly appreciated and beneficial to everybody. Everybody wins when we help out all of our areas and are part of it. And there's some fun, wonderful things going on in that area. From being a kid, moving to this town, moving to this area, and to see how much Rome has grown and evolved. It's so cool to see. I don't believe that it's lost its spirit, though. It's still Rome. It's still the Rome that you grew up with. It's still the area that you love and hold dearly. Just with this fun new stuff that has kind of come about with new businesses and Sand Valley and all these other things. It's a really cool thing to be able to see happening. Mm-hmm. We encourage you to support the Visit Rome area and our friends at Visit Rome. You can do that by going to visitromewi.com. And, of course, whenever you're for your banking needs, check out our friends at Nakusa Port Edward State Bank. A big thank you to them. Lisa, Jillian, thank you so much for the time. Always good hanging out with you guys.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
If people have follow-up questions, want to know more about some of the stuff we've talked about, I sent them to the website. Is there a phone number we can send them to as well to call you guys directly or anything like that?
Sure. Anytime, call the office for more information about our events or anything else in Rome, 715-325-3090.
Thanks again for the time, you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
We will take a break right here. We'll come back and have some more fun on Morning Magazine at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Nakusa Port Edwards State Bank is your locally owned, full-service community bank in Nakusa, Port Edwards, and the town of Rome. Since 1913, they've been helping area communities, businesses, and individuals with their financial needs, and are happy to sponsor these What's Happening in Rome live discussions. Hope you enjoy the updates. Everyone at Nakusa Port Edwards State Bank is proud to be part of these exciting developments in the town of Rome. Remember, when in Rome, bank at Nakusa Port Edwards State Bank. Member Equal Housing Lender, FDIC Insured.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Here's your
Saturdays
forecast
at 1. Don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Isolated rain showers likely this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 43, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again, tonight mixed precipitation likely, lows around 20. Chance of snow, tomorrow 26, cloudy skies. A dusting of snow tonight.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently it's 41.
Good morning and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome everyone to Morning Magazine part two for this March 16th, 2023. It is 10:32 on the clock. You have your host James behind the mic, and we are joined by our great friend Janelle Weir, horticultural educator with Wood and Marathon Counties with UW-Madison Extension. Good morning, Janelle.
Man, that's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful. It's a nice long title you got there. It's good. Janelle, it is so good to see you. It feels like it's been forever.
I know. It is good to see you too.
Appreciate the time. I always learn and grow when I talk to you, and that was a pun intended. We enjoy so many of the times, the conversations we've had over the years. It's a cool time to join for you to join us right at this time right now with what's going on with Mother Nature and everything. And I believe you're going to probably get into a little of that.
Absolutely. It's an exciting time. You know, I always think, let me pause for a second. I grew up in North Central Florida, and while we did have changes in seasons, they clearly are nowhere near as dramatic as they are up here.
Yeah.
When I used to work at Jung's Garden Center, and one thing I noticed while working there, and, you know, spring, everyone's excited to start growing. But then I really started to paying attention to when I left the garden center, and I was just at the grocery store or, you know, at the post office, and just recognizing everyone's general mood tends to be pretty good around this time of year. I think we're all kind of communally patting each other on the back as, I think we made it through another winter.
Yeah, high-fiving each other.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Not to say that, you know, bad weather shouldn't be expected in the next, you know, month, 2 months.
Certainly.
But I think the worst is behind us. Even if we do get dumped with a lot of snow, we're not going to be seeing those sub 30 degree temperatures again this year. Well, not until we come back around again.
Right, right. So what is one of the things that we can do during this time of year as we're building and getting ready to get outside again and all this and to get in the garden and get our hands in the dirt? What are some things that we can be doing kind of right now to kind of bide the time, if you will?
So one of my favorite things, and I'm sure it's many of the listeners out there's favorite things to do this time of year, is starting seeds. Mm-hmm. The first thought is, if you're not familiar with starting seeds, you might be wondering, why in the world do I even want them? I can get what I need over at the garden center. Mm. Well, a couple of reasons why people like to start seeds. Number one, and this is probably my biggest reason, mental well-being. Mm. You know, mm-hmm. It is so exciting to see some green inside the house while we're waiting for the outside to wake up. Everybody that I talk to that starts seeds, this is part of their reason why. Second thing, and probably my biggest reason besides just, you know, keep from going stir crazy this mm-hmm. time of year, greater variety, you know? So let's just pick on petunias, for example, right? You know, that you're going to be able to definitely find lots of different types of petunias at the nurseries in the spring. Mm. But if there's something in particular that you're looking for, some like maybe a certain color combination of double petunias, you know, things like that, you're going to find much, much more variety in the seed catalogs. Hmm. So if you want to play around with something a little bit different, if you want your, you know, containers to stand out as being, you know, like, whoa, those are the envy of the neighborhood, that might be a reason to start with the seeds indoors.
I think a lot of us that grew up in houses with a lot of plants, like as soon as you started to talk about this and you mentioned that the mental well health and everything a part of this, immediately kind of like put a connection together, A to B to C, kind of like, oh, I get that now. My mother was always had a ton of plants in the house, and it didn't matter what the weather was like outside, if we, you know, had a lot of money or not, there always seemed to be a lot of plants in the house, and there was a good vibe with that. There was a good energy with that. I don't think that's a coincidence.
No.
That's interesting.
Actually, there's been some recent research to show that, yeah, that's not a coincidence. I don't remember the theory off the top of my head. Biophilia, I believe,
that's
is what it is. Yep.
Couldn't think of it myself. You're right.
But there is an innate need for humans to have that connection with nature. And one of the ways that we can do that is by connecting with plants inside of our house. Yeah, absolutely.
It was really big to us, especially being in the city, where there was no nature. You know, we didn't have nature in the city. So having that plant life was really big for us at the time.
Oh, I could see that. Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely.
If people want to do this, what are some things that we can do to kind of help them like start, get going, especially when we talk about seeds and this kind of thing?
So my first thought's going to be containers, right? Mm. I am big on repurposing materials that you have around the house. Growing plants can be as expensive as you want it to be, but you can also do it on the cheap pretty easy too. So I always recommend, you know, if you've got cottage cheese containers, use them. As long as it's like a food safe container, takeout containers, they have especially if they got the clear plastic lid on top, that's just perfect. No matter what you use, whether it be a commercial containers or repurposing your containers at home, just make sure that it has drainage holes in the bottom. Mm-hmm. We're talking about those cottage cheese or takeout containers. Hot glue guns work great to melt those holes in the bottom. Mm. Otherwise, like a soldering iron works. You could use, depending on how thin the plastic is, you can pop it with a knife. But my experience has been I often crack the bottom when I do that, and I've recently been using glue guns. So
you crawled so the rest of us could walk.
Yes.
Thank you for that. That's awesome.
Just the other thing I would suggest, too, is just make sure those containers are shallow. Mm-hmm. 3 to 4 inches deep is really as deep as it needs to be.
Hmm. What would we do next then?
So you got to put something inside that container, right?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that seed starting media. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different things that you can use out there. The one thing that I would say absolutely never use is garden soil, which you probably can't get it right now anyways.
Mm, yeah.
But you always want to use something that's appropriate for container use. And including when you're doing seeds. There are seed starting medias or potting soils on the market. this would be one time that I would say, you know, it might be worth it to get the specialized stuff. Mm. And I only say that because the seed starting medias are chopped finer. They're very, very light. Mm. In fact, I often ask people to touch it when I'm in seed classes. and I'll ask them, describe what you feel. And they're always surprised at how soft it is. It's very, very light. And it makes it so that way those brand new little baby roots can expand in the new potting media really easily.
If I can throw one just side thing out there, and this is not a necessity, but if you can do it, I encourage you to, a magnifying glass. Because you're going to want to see these things growing. It's fascinating. It's just awesome to me watching. And again, city boy here, so I'm kind of catching up on a lot of this stuff. But just like taking a magnifying glass to this stuff and seeing the roots, or seeing the little hairs that come off of these sprouts of these things, just so interesting to me.
You know, you just blew my mind. Yeah. I am going to be raiding my 4-H colleagues' stuff for magnifying glasses next time I do one of these programs. That's a brilliant idea.
It's just another little aspect of it that's kind of fun. What about when to start? To start doing something like that?
Sure, sure. In fact, I get that question a lot. Mm. You know, should I be starting, you know, X, Y, or Z right now? There's a lot that goes into deciding when to start it. But if we're talking about seeds, you have all of the information on the seed packet. So our typical last frost date is going to be mid-May. So we'll take that as are kind of where we're going to work from. Hmm. Now, that doesn't mean that mid-May will be the last frost, or mid-May will be when you're planting, okay? But we got to use something, so we're going to use mid-May. Now, the seed packet's going to tell you start X amount of weeks before the last frost. It might be 4 to 6, it might be 2 weeks, it might be 12 weeks. It just depends on the crop. So you're going to take that mid-May, go back however many weeks that it says, and then it'll also tell you how long to expect the seeds to germinate. You know what? You may want to add that time in too. So let's say, for example, that mid-May is our last frost date. Our seed package says to start the seeds 4 to 6 weeks before the last frost. You know what I could, and let's say that it says that it'll germinate between 7 and 14 days. Well, let's take that 4 weeks, right? Yeah. So let's take mid-April and then add that 2 weeks for germination. This way, if they germinate a little bit early, you know, we're going to get kind of a plenty of room there, right?
Yeah.
So I would say probably the beginning of April is when you would want to start those seeds. Just, it really is, comes down to just kind of pulling out the calendar and counting back weeks when it's time to start.
It feels like one of those things too, if you enjoy it and get into a habit of it, it can be sort of like the spring cleaning thing. Oh, I always spring clean at this time of year. Oh, I always, you know, do the seeds this time of year. It can be something, a routine.
This is where I always go back to have a garden journal and write down when you started stuff. Yeah. I actually had a friend years ago who got into starting geraniums. And the first year she started them right around the first of the year. Well, she ended up with geraniums that were just a little bit too big by the time it got to be April. The next year, she pulled out her garden journal, and she knew, number one, when she started them, and she made a note of, gosh, I wish I would have started them a little bit later. They got to be a handful. And so she was able to adjust when she started them over, you know, probably about 3 years or so to get to just that perfect time. But this is where that garden journal comes in. Keep good notes.
You've mentioned that a number of times. I really encourage people to do that. It's a smart way of keeping up on these things. And there's just so much that happens in life. You can't be expected to remember everything. Give yourself a break. Give your brain a break and have this journal on the side so you ain't got to worry about some of that stuff.
Absolutely. I'm all about getting rid of the mind flies whenever we can.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. What about, we've got these seeds indoors. How do we keep them with enough light, enough water? That seems like a dire part of this.
Yeah, you know, plants require water and light. It's just a fact of life. So a lot of times people will start plants and have them on a windowsill. Number one, I say I'm a lazy gardener. Number two, I say that I'm a cheap gardener. This would be one of those times that I would say it's worth the expense to purchase lights. Most of the time, not even some of the time, most of the time, if you're doing seeds with on a windowsill, that's not going to be enough light and you're going to end up with spindly growth. People tend to get really excited because they'll see their tomatoes stretching for the light, right? And they're like, oh, look how much growth there is. Look how big my tomato plants are. And what I see is this tremendous amount of space from one node to the next. Yeah. When that happens, that's leggy growth. Those plants are going to be susceptible to disease and pests later on. It's, even though they appear big, that's not what you want. You want short, stout, strong stems.
Good to know. That's a really helpful tip right there. Good, just advice, in fact, to know. When it comes to those lights, is this something that you can, like a lamp can work, or you need to get special lights for this?
So there are specialized grow lights that are out on the market that will be, you know, particular spectrums, right? I think for the hobby gardener, that all of the specialized lights are not necessary. Just get yourself a nice compact, or get yourself a nice fluorescent light. Or if you're not doing a lot of seeds, you know, what works really nice too is if you get those clamp lights and then put a CFL. I would just make sure that it's a daylight spectrum CFL, but it doesn't need to be. You don't need to be checking the lumens or anything like that. What would be more important is the distance to the plants. So with our seedlings, we want to get them between 4 and 6 inches from the plants. You want that light right on top of the plants. Okay. What happens is there's an inverse relationship between intensity of light and distance. So if the lamp is hanging on the ceiling, but your plants are just on a tabletop, it is not intense enough light. You really need to get that light right on top of those plants.
Oh, back-to-back, great helpful advice there. That's really interesting. When we get these plants going and they're growing, we want to keep them healthy. We want to protect them. What's a way to do that?
So when we're thinking about setting them out, okay, so this is going to be a few months from now. We've been taking care of these plants and had so much joy watching them grow. And it's time to start getting them ready for being out in the garden. So I often use this analogy. I am, for those of you who can't see me, I am olive complected, and I rarely burn. Maybe a little bit on my nose, but that's about it. I have 3 children, and when my children were born, I could tell they're going to have my complexion. But as babies, when I would take them out to the river, to the lake in lots of sun, I'd make sure that I put a giant sunbonnet on them and slather them with lots and lots of sunblock, right? And the reason why is they had baby skin. Even if their skin eventually would be able to handle the full sun, at that point, it hadn't hardened off, okay? So we're going to think about our little baby tomato plants or petunias or whatever in the same way. Someday, they will be able to handle full sun. But right now, they have not been hardened off for the full sun. And we're not hardening off just for the sun. We're also hardening off for temperatures and wind. But the sun's probably the biggest one. So how do I get my plants ready to handle, you know, the being out in the baking sun? Well, we start off now. We're not going to be doing this until about 2 weeks before we're planting. Okay, so 2 weeks before planting, you're going to start this process. And what you're going to do is you're going to take them outside and put them so that way they're going to get an eastern exposure for about, say, 2 hours. Okay, the way I kind of imagine this is, like, best case scenario is I imagine a giant oak tree. The first day we're going to put them right next to the trunk, and we're probably going to bring them inside if it's cold at night, and then we're going to next day we're going to bring them out, but we're not going to put it right next to the trunk. We're going to bring it out just a little bit more. This way they're getting dappled sunlight throughout the day, or eastern exposure. It's getting some light for just a few hours. We just increase the amount of sunlight that they're getting over 10 to 14 days. By the time we hit the end of the cycle, they're going to be tough and ready to be outside in the sun.
That's a great example, great metaphor, one that I can relate to, too. I've never burned, so I so relate to that. But I was the same way with my kids. I was worried that because they were a little, especially with our family, we tend to get darker the older we get.
Mm-hmm.
So they starting out not as dark, and you worry about that. So it's such a good metaphor, but it's one that I think it also helps us remember to do this with our plants. We don't usually forget to do it with our kids. That connection kind of helps you remember to keep doing this with your plants. That's really helpful.
You know, one thing that will happen is sun scorch. So if you take them straight from inside the house to out in the garden, plant them, you're going to end up with these like little brown spots on the plant. Mm. Is that going to kill the plant? Probably not. Mm. Probably not. It will probably recover. But if we think about what is the purpose of the leaves are just to be doing photosynthesis. So that way they can create carbohydrates for the plant so the plant can grow. If we've got giant brown spots on those leaves, that's less carbohydrates, less growth for the plant. Mm. It will eventually recover, but if you started your seeds indoors, you're probably thinking like, hey, I want my tomatoes sooner rather than later. Yeah. That's just slowing down the process. I know we get excited and we want to get out and plant, but we got to be mindful in how we do it.
Yeah. Speaking with Janelle Weir, horticultural educator with UW-Madison Extension, Wood County. And Janelle, what about tender bulbs? Want to talk about that a little?
Yeah, so tender bulbs are going to be those absolutely gorgeous flowers, most of the time flowers, but sometimes foliage. So I'm thinking about your cannas, your callas, your canna lilies, your calla lilies, begonias.
Mm.
Dahlias. So all of these are tender. They're not hardy. When we plant them, we have to dig them up in the fall. Okay. So you could either purchase them now, or maybe you've got some down in the basement. Mm. If you've got them down in the basement, it's time to bring them up.
Mm-hmm.
If you're purchasing them, you know what? It's not a bad idea to go ahead and get them started now. You could wait. You could wait all the way up and plant them directly in the ground. But you're gonna have those flowers a little bit later. Mm-hmm. I'm always kind of itching for those flowers as fast as possible.
Yeah.
So I traditionally start my begonias now. Just remember, from now until, you know, until June, you can go ahead and get those started.
What are some good things to know as far as containers and media, that sort of thing?
Well, that's kind of the thing. The earlier that you start them, the bigger they're going to be, right? Mm. So, you know, depending on the size of the bulb, you're probably starting these tender bulbs in 6-inch pots or larger. So the thing I start to think about is if you start them really early, like a maniac like me, you might be potting them up before you can take them outside.
Oh.
So you're going to be just wanting to keep in mind how much space do you have.
Hmm.
As far as containers go, like I said, 6-inch pots are probably going to be your best bet. You can reuse all sorts of containers, foods like leftover containers, or I'm kind of thinking about some of those bigger, larger, I'm thinking like a restaurant size sour cream containers, but they tend to be like between, say, an 8-inch, and 8-inch container. All of those are going to be just fine. Just make sure, again, as always, we have drainage holes.
Yeah. When is a good time to start doing this?
I would say now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead and start those tender bulbs now. You can wait. Like I said, if you're not going to have the space for them, you can wait. It's really, with the tender bulbs, you've got a little bit more wiggle room, and it's really just going to be when do you have those blossoms.
Mm.
Some of those, I know my experience with the begonias have been, they can sit for a while before they finally wake up. And so one thing to keep in mind is, you know, just as long as they're not mushy, if they're just kind of sitting there not doing anything for a while, as long as they're not mushy, if you can reach in there and touch them, just let them sit. Mm. They'll eventually wake up.
I would be so hesitant and afraid to get in there and touch the seeds. I'd be afraid I'd mess something up or whatever.
Yep.
It's okay to do that, though.
Yeah.
It's okay to, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
I would be gentle on pulling it out to see if there's any roots. And if there are roots, then I wouldn't pull it out. And I would just assume like, oh, you are growing. You are doing what you're supposed to.
Hmm.
But if it's not giving you resistance, you can pull it out, take a look at it, you know, dust it off and replant it.
Mm-hmm. What about the light and water situation? Is it similar to what we did with the seeds?
Absolutely. Mm. You want to make sure that you're watering your plants, but you don't want to be watering them if they don't need water. So really just kind of stick your finger. We all have digital water devices. Mm. They're our fingers.
Yes.
So just stick your fingers inside the soil. I usually go down to maybe my second knuckle and see whether or not it's wet or dry. If you're not sure if it's wet or dry, which if you're kind of a weirdo like me and overthink things like, oh, I don't know, is this dry enough? Wait until the next sunny day and then go ahead and water.
That's a really helpful tip for me. I mean, people like us. That's good to know. What about pruning woody plants as we're getting into our last 5 minutes here? I want to touch on that a little bit.
Yeah, so it's now's the time to start thinking about pruning. I know there's snow out there, but it's also going to be super warm, and that snow's not going to be there, you know, forever. Mm-hmm. We want to prune our woody ornamentals in... Most of our woody ornamentals, we want to prune late winter to early spring. So as soon as you could get out there, if you need to do some pruning, definitely go ahead. Some reasons why you want to prune, maintain the size of the plant. Mm. But you also oftentimes want to get them pruned for airflow. If you've been struggling, and I know folks in the Wisconsin Rapids area have been struggling with their lilacs for the past couple of years.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
You can go ahead and prune them now, thin them out, get some better airflow. Just be aware with those early summer bloomers, lilacs, forsythia, nothing else is coming to my mind except for those two, but you know the ones that bloom early in the season. Mm-hmm. For those, just be aware if you do go out there and prune right now, you will be pruning some of your blossoms this year. So, you know, you can, for the early summer bloomers, you can wait until just after they bloom. You don't want to wait until fall. You need to prune them right after they bloom, but you can do that. For everybody else, now is the time to start thinking about pruning.
When it comes to pruning, most of us think, oh, cut, you know, that's it. But there are techniques to this that are really helpful for the plant, for the to keep in mind.
So depending on the type of plant it is, and also, you know, what's going on with the plant, you may want to, there's different techniques, right? So thinking about lilacs. Lilacs are definitely candidates for thinning. And when we're thinning, what we're doing is kind of taking those branches all the way down to the main stem, or we're taking the branches all the way down. If it's a suckering bush, like a lilac, go ahead and take it all the way down to the bottom. What you're going to want to do is take a look at your plant. And now's a great time because it doesn't have any leaves on it, right? Take a look at the plant and pick out 1/3 of the oldest, biggest stems, right? Those are the ones that you want to clean out. No more than 1/3 at a time, but go ahead and take out 1/3 of them. That's going to get better airflow, and it's also going to rejuvenate them. You're going to get some new growth in there, and you're going to get some really pretty flowers or nice new foliage in there.
One of the other things that we love about talking with Janelle is being able to talk about some of the programs that you do and work. And I've heard over the years such great things about these programs and people that are able to attend them. You do a great job with these. Do you have any coming up?
I have some really cool opportunities coming up. So we talked about starting seeds today. If anyone's interested in making the trip up to Mosinee, I will be doing Mosinee has a community education program, and I will be doing a seed starting class there. Seed starting class is March 23rd from 6 to 7:30 p.m. right there at the Mosinee High School. My classes are usually in the library, so come on and find me. To register, contact Michelle at 715-693-2550. If you Google Mosinee Community Education, you're going to find this information. My next program I've got coming up, I'm actually doing this a couple of different places. The class is called All Dressed Up and Nowhere to Grow, Landscape Design 101.
Great name.
Thank you.
Great name.
So it's just basic landscape design. I'm going to be sharing this program at the annual spring conference that is hosted by the Clark County Master Gardeners. That is going to be at the Clark County Courthouse in Neillsville, March 25th. So that's a Saturday. That's not tomorrow, but or not next Saturday. Or It's March 25th.
Yeah, a week from now. A week, the next Saturday.
Thank you.
Time is a flat circle.
The entire program is going to be from 9:30 to noon. Free program, and they will be serving light refreshments. Nice. I'm also going to be sharing this program at the Portage County Master Gardener public meeting. That's at the Lincoln Center in Stevens Point, March 27th at 6 p.m. I've got another exciting program. This one you don't have to travel to. This one's a virtual program with the LIFE program. LIFE is Learning is Forever through UWSP Continuing Education.
Nice.
So that class, I will be talking about inspiring container planting ideas to get your creative juices going. Like I said, that is a virtual class, Wednesday, March 29th from 1 to 2 p.m. You can register by going to the, if you Google continuing education, LIFE, UWSP, you'll be able to find that information there. And then finally, these are my, like, don't get me wrong, I love the other stuff, but this is what I'm super excited about. We have started in-person programming at Focus. Yeah. Everybody is welcome to join us every Tuesday, or I'm sorry, the first three Tuesdays of every month. Somebody from Extension is going to be stopping by. First Tuesdays is going to be therapeutic horticulture. Mm-hmm.